USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. Police in Dadeville, Alabama, have arrested two teens for the weekend shootings at a Sweet 16 party that left four dead and 32 injured.
Alabama law enforcement agencies, State Bureau of Investigation, officially arrested and charged four counts of reckless murder each.
Sergeant Jeremy Burkett says the suspects are 17 and 16 years old. A 25-year-old man's in jail in Austin, Texas, accused of firing the shots that wounded two high school cheerleaders. Police say one of the girls thought the man's car was hers, tried to open the door, realized her mistake, went to her actual car. She tried to apologize to the man, but he started shooting. Two girls hit, one is in intensive care. No bail hearing today for accused documents leaker Jack Teixeira. His lawyers want more time to make their case. He's accused of sharing highly classified material with gamer friends online. Fox News has not finished with lawsuits over the false allegations that voting machines were corrupted in 2020. Dominion, the maker of some machines, settled with Fox for nearly $900 million. Semantics' suit is still in progress. Meanwhile, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is happy with the settlement.
We've been saying this for over 2.5 years now, that we had an honest and fair election in Georgia. We audited machines. We did a 100% hand recount. We got virtually the same answers. So yesterday was vindication.
And Raffensperger was overwhelmingly reelected in Georgia last year. We're still waiting to see if the DA in Atlanta might charge former President Trump with tampering with the Georgia vote. How's the air where you live? If it's not good, you're not alone. The American Lung Association's annual air report says more than a third of us in the USA live in places with unhealthy levels of air pollution. But that's an improvement from last year. This is USA News.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, has begun another round of layoffs. This time a lot of engineers, programmers, and others in tech jobs are getting the sack. Netflix has again delayed its promised crackdown on password sharing. It says about 100 million users share accounts. That's nearly half of Netflix's worldwide customer base. Executives hope that making it tougher to share passwords will mean more people will sign up and hence more revenue. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is taking a look at another round of booster shots for COVID.
mRNA is not holding up as well as we'd like to in terms of durability of protection.
Dr. Peter Hotez at Baylor University says the upgrade should fix that.
The new booster targets the original lineage and one that resembles more the current Omicron circulating.
And when it comes to who gets the new booster, if it's approved.
For those who are worried about their underlying immune status, either because of age or they're known to be immunocompromised, this is a good option.
But one of the most recent boosters has been remarkably unpopular. Just 17% of all of us in the USA have received it. Ohio is the latest state to warn people about the dangers of xylazine. That's a powerful sedative used on animals that's now showing up in the illegal drug trade. DEA agents say they've even seen xylazine mixed in with fentanyl. Making the situation worse, xylazine is not an opioid, so you can't reverse an overdose with a dose of Narcan. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
The following is a message for the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.